Welcome to episode 94 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. Hello, everyone. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we are going to talk about value, why it is important to always bring value. And as a leader, you should always be asking yourself, what value do I bring others? So let us begin. What is value? Well, value is defined as the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. As a verb, value is to consider someone or something to be important or beneficial, have a high opinion of. That's the more popular definition of value. That is the definition most of us recognize. Now, why should you, as a leader or as an up-and-coming leader, seek value? Well, first you want to go deeper. You want to drill down on something. You want to get more out of others, out of time, and of yourself. And by this I mean, well, you want to see more than just the surface. When someone says, buy this car, well, you ask yourself, why is this car better than all other cars? When someone says, buy my product, well, why is this product better than all other products? When someone says, buy my book, why is this book better than all the other books? When someone says, grow this relationship, well, why grow this relationship? And what about growing other relationships? See where I'm going with this? Why is value important? Well, value is important because it shows others that you are more than just all show. More than just superficial. It shows others that you will dig deeper to get to the core of issues, of any issue. And getting to the core means you want to find out more. You want to know more. You want to experience more. You want to get more value out of things, out of events, and most of all, you want to get more value out of people. More value out of people. It's what everybody wants. We all want more. There is nothing wrong with that. And when value is brought to the surface, what happens? What happens when value is brought to the surface? Well, relationships are strengthened. Personal, consumer, business relationships, all relationships are strengthened when value is brought to the surface. And when you, as a leader, as an up-and-coming leader, bring value, well, guess what? People appreciate it. Customers remember it. And when you bring value, businesses grow from it. See, when value is brought to the surface, you're bringing more to why you should buy that car. Why you should buy that product? Why you should buy that book? My book. Now, do you see where I'm going with this? See, when value is brought to the surface, growth is accelerated. The growth of the mind is accelerated. Growth of the spirit is accelerated. The growth of the heart is definitely accelerated because there is more to it than what you see with your eyes. See, you feel it. They feel it. You experience it. They experience it. So why bring value? As I said, bringing value strengthens relationships. It makes people approachable to one another. The bond between people, whether in a personal setting, a business setting, is definitely strengthened because of that value that's brought, that's presented, that's given, that's shared, that's exchanged. And most of all, it creates leaders. It creates leaders. When leaders bring value, they bring authority. And when leaders bring value, they also bring authenticity. And when leaders bring authority and authenticity, guess what leaders do? They build trust. And trust is what all relationships want. Do you see the value in that? See, bringing value helps spread the leader's reach across the organization. It should inspire others to strive for seeking and bringing value in all they do. It should serve to inspire and encourage those that are not in leadership positions to seek and bring value as well. And once they do that, once those that are not in leadership positions seek and bring value, well, guess what? They become leaders themselves because they've stepped up. They've stepped out of their comfort zone. And now that they're bringing value, now they can hold their own leaders accountable to bring more value. Not just to the followers, but to everyone they encounter, internal and external stakeholders alike, everyone. So seek and bring value always. You, your followers, your peers, internal, external stakeholders will most certainly appreciate it. Never stop seeking value in yourself, in others, and in time. And yes, there is value in time. Encourage others to seek and find the value in others. Demand that those people you encourage to seek and find value, that they share that value with everyone, and that they do that all the time. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast? Do you have questions about this episode or the entire Walking Leader Podcast series? If you do, then please email me those questions at davidaveguerra.com or tweet them to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word. I also invite you to sign up for my newsletter. Visit my website, daveguerra.com/subscribe. Hey, before I forget, I invite you to check out my new 3,000-word leadership lesson series out exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. I will include a link to the 3,000 leadership lesson series in the show notes of this episode on my website. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I invite you to pick up my copy of The Walking Leader at Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble. They're in paperback and in digital format. So please, pick up a copy. Let me know what you think. Review it. Looking for reviewers. Listen, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you. Thanks again for your time. And remember, to go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and to be a leader that is great to follow. Talk to you soon.